Last time on Carpe Diem.
I'd say we're friends till the end as long as you keep me fed.
You took my flowers!
Look, you called me a capitalist, you fucking fuck. That's just rude.
What the fuck is up with our, like, literal actual money laundering?
Gideon's, like, leaving the store yelling, "Man, the Hot Topic sure is profitable today. I sold a lot of anime merchandise."
I don't do this often, but I want to say I'm sorry.
You what?
As soon as you step back in, Navi says,
"Outbreak located."
Hello, everybody. We're now recording. Shout out to Hasbro. Stop using the blur mold.
Oh my God.
Very good, but we don't need any more. We're done. We finished. You guys did great. Also, why are you suing Mattel over Bumblebee? Y'all are stupid. HasCon sucks. Woo! Let's go! All right.
I just remembered the most important thing, just to put this out here. Roddy thinks cheese isn't necessary on pizza, and I am putting you on blast in front of everyone.
Look, James, Roddy doesn't think meat goes to cheese, and he's going to hell, and that's a problem he'll deal with when he dies, but we don't need to deal with it right now on the podcast.
One thing. Hey, James, I had something really, really funny that I was thinking about, and then I forgot what it was, because you mentioned cheese, so we're gonna have a bad show now, and it's your fault.
Knowing you, it wasn't that funny.
Okay, here's what... Fuck you. Here's what it was. You know how in iCarly...
Yep. I think we should stop this right here. I think we're done with the joke.
We're good with this. We're done with this train of thought.
No, but...
Alrighty. Okay, you guys, so you're on the ship. No, we're gonna play the game now. You guys are on the ship.
In iCarly, where Freddy counts it down and before the episode starts. It's like that, but Nate's Freddy from iCarly. That's all.
You know what? Like I said, you're going to hell, and you'll have to deal with that on your own time.
You just don't want
to...
Your hell is just bad cheese, pizza, and iCarly over and over again.
That's the world I live in already, baby. Alright, so you guys are... You live in a Winnebago, shut up. Alright, so...
Go to the hell, children.
I live in a basement, so... I mean... Okay, so... You're in the ship. You're in the space Winnebago. And it's like, boop, boop, doop, doop, there's a kind of outbreak located or whatever. It's all over there. You gotta go. So it's a long trip over to that completely other place that's somewhere. So, did you guys want to do anything during the trip?
Well, first we have to talk about our ability scores and shit.
Oh yeah. What did you guys end up settling on?
Crack open my character sheet real quick.
You still
it's, No. It's open. I just had my iPad off. And now it's on. And it's here.
God, I hate you.
I am the most prepared that I have ever been. For
I hate all
show.
Of you, so.
So, what are you doing, Roddy? Are you boosting your ability scores or your feats? Giving yourself a feat?
Oh, I didn't look at this.
Do you want a third foot?
Are you finally giving Vigil feet?
Vigil will stop ominously floating everywhere.
He doesn't have any of those.
He doesn't have any feet.
Saddest short story, Vigil feet too small, never worn.
Hey, also, Roddy, just quickly wondering, did you give yourself any level 2 spells?
Yes, I did. I did, in fact. I got...
Oh my goodness!
I'm actually... We agreed that we're level 4 now, right? Because we bumped it.
Yep.
So I have
when your arc goes for that long.
I have hold person and scorching ray as second level spells, and I get 1/3 level spell slot, and I have blink. So,
ooh, very nice, very good choice.
Blink's cool as hell, dude.
Blink is fucking sick.
All right.
Okay, so that's you, Australian James. What have you got? Don't know why I specified that. Anyway.
Our good friend.
James, you're still Australian, right? That didn't change
had to make sure.
Any time recently? Just to confirm?
It did.
Oh, shit. Okay. German James, go.
I'm from the Sword Coast now.
Oh, God.
But that is Australia.
It sure is.
It's
anyway,
fantasy Australia. It's sure something new.
At level 4, I get to transform to swimming stuff. I gave myself +2 wisdom, to my wisdom, so it's at +3 now, finally. And I can transform into swimming stuff, and I've got level 2 spell slots.
Speaking of which, so you immediately turn into a lesbian shark.
Wait, did we do that in the last episode? On air.
I think we already did that.
Dude, I don't remember what we did last episode. We didn't think this through. We're bad at
it.
I'm sorry,
Hurricane Irma hit. It's been like 2 weeks since we recorded.
Okay.
I'm not dead, by the way.
Hooray!
Oh yeah, congratulations, Knives, on not dying. Ooh. Knives fought against a horrifying force of nature, and Knives personally killed Irma.
Did you know that they actually, on the news, they had to warn citizens not to shoot it?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
also, Roddy, you don't have level 3 spell slots.
Yeah, I do.
Nope, you do not. Just had to quickly double check that, because I was fairly sure that's wrong. You do not have level 3 spell slots. Thank you, Merle.
I'm trying my best here, and I don't know anything about this game.
It's every odd number, I think, you get a new spell slot.
In any case.
Do I have fucking...
You've just been dissociating.
We're all disassociating all the time!
Oh, I have meta magic now, which is rad.
Yeah, did you pick which meta magic you get?
No.
See? Right. See, this is how
it's been
goes.
Weeks. It's been weeks, Rodimus.
This has been... I have so many other things. I'm still in school.
I'm in school! I'm a college boy.
You're also an adult, is the thing.
You're an adult, leave me alone!
I am six.
You're That's six. Nine.
You're six. Rodimus is 6 years old.
Okay.
Okay, alright. Oh, yeah, Knives, totally did you have anything interesting to add?
I mentioned that, like, obviously we already did the fucking ranger companion thing. And I got another first level spell, which was Hail of Thorns. And honestly, I can't remember which fucking ability scores I added to. I just know that I added one to two of them.
Hey guys, I wanna die. Hey listeners, I wanna die.
Shut up, James, we all wanna die.
You're not special.
I have 14 in everything except intelligence and charisma.
Your whole character is just insane. In any case, that about wraps up that out of character nonsense. You guys are on the ship. Roleplay, go.
Oh god.
Hello, children. It'll be several hours. Give us a couple of hours until we arrive. I'm gonna drive now. Bye.
There's the bullet point list.
I know what's on the bullet point list.
There they are again. There's too many Transformers in between. And Mirio also is here.
How about... Okay, tea party. Hey guys, tea party.
Fuck yeah.
I assume that we managed to get some sweet teacups off the Huntress, Nate.
Oh yeah, she had so many.
So many teacups.
It was just an embarrassing amount of teacups, honestly.
Embarrassing or impressive?
Embarrassing.
Oh.
Explicitly
what are you
so.
Saying? You don't remember? Not Knives. Go back and edit the episode. Edit an embarrassing amount of teacups until last episode.
Well, they wouldn't be in the last episode. You guys were in the mall.
Shit.
We bought that some too. Teacups.
Knives, go
mall.
Edit the episode that's already out and make sure that we mention the teacups in people's brains. Okay. All right. Navi is like, okay. And then, like, the cloner thing, I don't really have a name for that. It makes a little noise,
the
and
replicator.
Then like a coffee. Yeah, and then a coffee maker like pops out that would want. Wow, can you make tea out of a coffee maker? You can, right? Like you could boil
you
the water in it, right?
Just
yeah.
Need hot
I was just gonna
water.
Say we can just get a kettle.
We can get a kettle.
One of us can use
a
fire
pops
cantrip
out.
And boil some water. It is not
we're
that
using
difficult.
A Keurig now.
Yeah, but a Keurig pops
a
out.
Fantasy Keurig?
Roddy uses. Vigil uses Scorching Ray.
On a freaking glass cup full of water.
on the Keurig.
On the Keurig.
Vigil says no and destroys the Keurig and then boils the tea himself.
This is how we do it, right, guys? Right? Oh my god, it's on fire. Liana, put it out!
Alright, well, Navi puts out the fire.
Oh my god.
Hey, how?
Okay.
Actually, you know, I was about to ask how none of us have died, but then I remembered.
You did, yeah. Mm.
Not for lack of trying on my part. He was just really spiteful.
Oh my god.
I forgot that D died.
How could she be dead? She's right there. Shut up,
sometimes
everybody. Let's
I can
keep
still
going.
Hear her voice.
And deal with her stupid shit.
Oh, wait, Veronica's
sometimes.
Here.
No, we forgot about Veronica. Hey, guys, this is the most unprepared we've ever been. We're 10 minutes in.
We haven't recorded in like a month.
I'm sorry, I have months of work in my Google Docs right now. Y'all are unprepared little fucklings.
Okay.
Don't listen to me.
Hey,
trick
Vigil,
your tea!
D, Veronica, let's just have some nice fucking King's Blood tea, because we've got enough of these leaves, and I mean, I don't know if you guys are royalty or not, and quite frankly, this is a pretty good way to find out.
Let's drink some...
I don't know if I'm royalty!
Let's drink some fucking hot leaf water.
Oh my god.
Hey everybody, can you tell we haven't recorded in forever?
The hurricane changed everything.
The hurricane personally came and knocked on my door and was like, hey, you're stupid, and then...
Hurricane Emma really ruined Carpe Diem.
Yeah. The true enemy of the,
oh God.
The antagonist of Carpe Diem is Hurricane Irma, which already passed and doesn't exist anymore.
We beat it, everyone.
But the damage is there.
We won, everybody! Pack it up and go home!
But at what cost?
Okay, alright, the Keurig pops out, and you guys put the tea leaves into it, and
that's
you boil the water, and
definitely not.
I don't really know how tea is made, because I hate tea, I think it's disgusting, and I don't like it.
I
but
absolutely don't like tea either.
Tea is good as hell.
And you guys make the well, you, again, you're going to hell, and you can deal with that on your own time. You make the tea, and then you all get your sweet little cups, and they're so pretty, and, do you want to offer some to Jerry?
Yeah,
yes.
Maybe he's royalty.
Yeah, Jerry paps
he
your leg. Hang on,
disgusting.
Actually, hang on. Knives, you can understand Jerry, right? Like, you don't have to cast a spell because he's your,
I mean, it doesn't specify, but I feel like, man.
I'm pretty sure, like,
I feel like you should be able to.
I feel like if it's your minion companion, like,
minion.
You understand them, right? The word wasn't
minion.
Coming to my brain.
Minion is a cursed word.
Look, I don't give a shit. If it's not in the rules, it is now in
yeah,
Carpe Diem.
Say, Nate, you're God.
Like,
you
not...
can't understand other animals without casting
the
spell, but you can always understand yours.
I have a thing that lets me vaguely understand them.
Don't you
yeah, but
then
you can't
the
understand what they're saying. You can understand their intent. Nope.
Dead D had the
teeth. It's on
that
Dead
works for dogs.
D.
That worked for
one,
that worked for dogs.
Doesn't have that. Two,
Jerry...
only worked in dogs. Three,
Jerry
only worked for talking and not for understanding.
Jerry is a type of dog. Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay.
He's a weird
well,
dog.
You're missing
the
other
the fucking tea.
Hang on before we get there. Jerry paps your leg and he's like, "Hey, can I have some of that?"
Yeah. Might taste bad.
Oh, yeah. That's everything tastes bad. I love it. Anyway,
I hate dirt.
You get You give him a sweet little, you give Jerry a little cup too, and he just sort of like flops his face down onto it and destroys it and starts licking up the tea from the floor. And
I
he says,
he
I do the same
leaves.
With my cup.
And he says,
solidarity.
Oh my god.
Liana okay. looks Veronica directly in the eye.
Oh god, I forgot she was here.
She looks Veronica directly in the eye.
Veronica just
happening.
Materializes with a cup of tea.
This is it. This is the choice you have made.
Okay.
This is the life you pursued.
Jerry is like, Jerry says, it's terrible, and then keeps drinking it.
Wait, does that mean that he's royalty?
No, it's the other way around.
No, only royalty thinks it's good.
Okay. Why are we all having mediocre tea?
And then, hang on, and so, all three of you would know whether or not this tastes good. I'm not going to say it. whether or not you guys want to let people believe you're royalty or not is your prerogative.
Liana takes one sip, spits it out, which kind of, like, gets over D, who's kind of doing it, and then continues drinking, unperturbed.
And spits it out again, and then continues drinking, and spits it out again.
Unperturbed!
Oh, so you do, like, the wine thing, but more extreme.
So how's that going, Vigil? Are you royalty?
What's it supposed to taste like?
Do you enjoy it?
I mean, it's okay. Vigil's kind of just, like, staring into his cup really quietly.
I rolled insight and got a 17.
Fuck you.
You gotta contest- you gotta- if you're lying, you have to roll and contest it.
Damn contest it, Roddy, contest it!
You're fucked.
Which answers the question for every listener at home.
Liana doesn't need to know shit. Alright, what-
Did you roll at 20?
I'm rolling right now. Alright.
Oh, by the way, that was a 17 plus 5.
Nat 20 and then plus 3. Eat my shorts.
Wow!
Doesn't matter, you got a nat 20. Liana, he's telling
Vigil?
The truth.
Eat my shorts.
But what is he saying?
I said it tasted all right.
Now I get to know.
Tasted okay.
No, Roddy, whatever you say in the next 3 seconds, Liana believes wholeheartedly.
Tastes like fucking garbage.
And you know that James believes the opposite.
And that's James's prerogative, but Liana is completely under the belief. Oh yeah, Roddy, Vigil just hated this shit. Yeah.
Your charisma finally comes in handy.
Hey D, drinking that shit off the floor. How are you doing? How is that?
I mean, I feel if D tasted something terrible, it would not. Like, she doesn't care if something tastes bad or not.
She just continues on unabated.
It doesn't
look like...
Just a question.
Does Dee have taste buds?
Taste buds?
Does she have any of those on her lizard mouth?
She doesn't know what good things taste like, so there's no difference to her.
She is literally sitting on the floor right now, licking tea out of a broken teacup.
We're out here.
She's licking Veronica... it off the floor. Even if it tastes amazing, it's still gonna taste like floor.
Veronica takes a very delicate sip of hers, and then she calmly swallows, and then she puts the tea cup down on the table, and she says, "Why the fuck are we drinking this? It's disgusting. Why are we doing this?" I'm sorry, was this some sort of, like, a trap to figure out if other people were, like, royal? Why don't we just ask? Hey, Liana, are you royalty? Are you keeping a secret royal lineage? I don't give a shit. I don't care. Liana, that's not my problem, and I don't care. Why are we sitting here drinking this fucking poop water when we could be drinking anything else?
No one made you do that.
She stands up and she says, "Navi, can I please have some apple juice?" And Navi says, "Yes." And then, like, a bottle of apple juice, like, Dole branded comes out and she says, "Thank you. I don't understand the situation." And then she drinks her apple juice and she sits on the other side of the ship. Like, she's very annoyed with you all at this whole situation.
Vigil takes another sip of his tea and makes direct eye contact with Veronica. And his face just, like, he's trying to, like, look like it's gross, but he's not a very good actor, despite the charisma thing, so he's just, like, making a really, really
You just, like, give it to go, that's what...
Liana still believes it! With a nat 20, nothing you do at this point is gonna convince Liana otherwise.
You go back for seconds, and I don't think anything of it.
Oh my god.
Well, I assume that applies to everyone here, not just me. Makes a separate insight check.
I don't think D would notice.
D doesn't care.
Jack shit. And Liana is noticing but failed a check. And Jerry knows. And Veronica knows but doesn't care. I don't know. I'm super tired. Can you tell?
Jerry actually has decent wisdom.
Jerry actually knows.
Can Jerry do an insight check and call
Dude,
me
he
out
can't...
my shit?
He would literally need to beat a 23 with a nat 20.
Like he wouldn't be able to.
Is it different instances? Like, if I did it again, would it be the same check to pass against? I'm just wondering as a rule.
You're collectively lying to the group.
Okay.
No,
and
no,
as soon
no.
As I rolled the inside check,
no,
you
were
had to lie.
You were lying to the group, but only Liana checked it. D could
contested it.
D might also
but
insight,
I can make Jerry do it.
And may or Yeah, well, Jerry doesn't give a shit because Jerry doesn't understand English. I
finish my tea and go sit next to Veronica.
I thought you smashed a cup.
I was licking it off the ground.
Hey, does anybody want to drop some sweet ideas while we're drinking our tea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Liana, do you have any cool ideas that you want to share with the group?
Well,
I look at Liana.
As a matter of fact, Vigil, I do.
Why don't you tell the class?
I'm just gonna present it like an infomercial. For only 6 payments of 600 gold, you can have a journal. Okay, but no. Vigil, D, you're both prone to dying. Vigil, you haven't died yet, but my god, don't you want to?
I feel like you are not exempt from die.
I don't die. Have I ever died?
Fair enough.
Have I expressed interest in death?
I mean, no.
Have you
but
seen anything
have I.
potentially almost kill me? Except for that time when I hit 1 HP and that other time I hit 1 HP?
All of those times, yes.
But you know what? I didn't die. We should start keeping a journal of everything we're doing. That way, even if we die, we can keep up with what we're. At least know what's happened.
Yeah, because I forgot everything.
Hey, Navi, you know how you brought D back, except you totally didn't?
Well, I'm sorry. Hello. I wasn't listening. What?
Navi was reading a book in binary.
I'm sorry. What?
The only binary Navi adheres to.
What was the... No, genuinely, Nate didn't hear. What was the question?
Oh my god.
Do you remember... Navi, do you remember how Dee died but totally didn't and you brought her back?
No! That did not happen. Dee is alive, so Dee could not have died.
Hey, just wondering, Navi, if one of us were to die and you were to bring them back, at what point in time would they be brought back from?
Oh, that's not possible. None of you can die.
What makes you say that?
Because my programming would not be able to handle it. I have my orders.
I mean, you could have just asked me what was the last thing I remembered before.
Well, my concern here is we're going to respawn, like, one of us is going to die next arc and respawn at level 2.
I mean, I remembered getting into the chamber. We could just, like, get in there.
Yeah, maybe we should. Hey, Veronica, just drink your apple juice for a sec. Let's all go in the chambers.
Okay, I'm enjoying my apple juice very much, thank you. Go get in your weird pods.
I use prestidigitation to make it just a little less sweet.
That's rude!
It definitely... She got a 19. She definitely notices, and she looks at you and she says, "You fuck." She starts to run towards you, but you jump in the pod. You jump in the pod, it's all dark, and you can hear her banging outside. You get out!
You get out of here! I'm
gonna fucking kill you! Get out of here! And then you take a nap.
Are we all napping?
Yeah, you're napping.
Yes, we're all napping.
You take a sweet nap. Roll for nap. Somebody nap. Roll.
I can't nap.
Alright.
Oh, right.
I got a 1!
Oh my god. Oh my god, I don't
wow.
even-
me every day of my life, failing I have... the shit out of my nap rolls.
I don't even know what to say.
Guess you also got a 1.
Holy shit. Jesus. You're all terrible at sleeping. Like, you go in, and you're like, oh, right, time to nap, but then you're in there for an hour and a half, and it's just really fucking boring.
We all have insomnia.
I can't nap, so...
Yeah, so also, Liana hangs out for an hour and a half, and then you guys get out, and Veronica's like...
Veronica's lost interest.
Veronica's glaring at... No, I'm sorry. Veronica murdered her mother with, like... She holds a fucking grudge? She is, furious. She's furiously staring at you, like, from across the ship, like, in total silence. She doesn't blink. She doesn't break eye contact. She doesn't react.
And then, just like, also because I can do this, I cast Shape Water, change its color to yellow, and make it taste like apple juice.
But
and then drink it.
Is it good apple juice?
Duh.
Okay.
And then I then proceed to slowly but carefully drink it using Shape Water. It's 10 gallons, so I can't really do all of that.
I punch Liana.
Cool.
Are you gonna roll or what?
Roll! Roll to punch!
I forget what to add. Strength?
Yes, your strength.
Yeah, strength.
18.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice. That yeah, that's gonna hit. Okay, so you smash your lizard fist into Liana's smug-ass face. Roll for damage. Roll me that sweet d4, baby.
6.
Oh, my God! Liana, you take 6 damage to the face, and Veronica jumps up, and she says, "Hooray! Violence!" And then she runs forward, and she kicks Liana in the side. She only got a 9, though. So right, she goes to kick you and then just
I guess
misses.
We're doing this! I cast Flame Blade!
Oh my God!
And I proceed to swing at Dee's neck!
Oh my God!
I make an attack roll, actually!
Oh my God!
Yes!
Oh my God!
And guess who rolled a nat 20?
God!
And that is 6d6.
Okay.
Dee dies again.
Dee dies.
Would you care to guess what I rolled?
What?
What was that? 5-5-4-4-6-6. I believe I just did 30 damage, if I'm getting my math right.
Dee, does that kill you?
No.
Almost.
Cool. Okay, you hit her, and she goes down, and Veronica turns towards you like, hey, what the fu- and, you all freeze. And none of you can move. At all.
That's fair.
I'm good now. You're still conscious, but you're completely frozen. And you also notice that the ship has stopped moving, and it's shaking really violently. And Navi says, no fighting! No fighting!
I don't care who started it.
And,
if you guys don't stop, I'm turning myself around and there'll be no quests for anyone.
And then quietly, Navi resumes walking, but doesn't release any of you.
Can I at least
get healed?
I didn't
do anything wrong.
Nope. It is another 2 hours until your destination, and for that entire 2 hours, none of you can move.
That's okay.
I cast message.
You can't.
Yes, I can. It's in my
you
heart.
You have to do it vocally.
You have to be able to move your mouth, and you can't.
God! Can I move my eyes?
No.
How much nothing? Can I move nothing at all?
Nope.
I'm blinking in Morse code, fuck you, Liana, and that's
not happening. You can't blink.
I didn't throw the first punch. I swung the first flame scimitar.
You were being rude first.
It's a prank.
Why can't you guys get along? Why can't we all just be friends?
Okay.
I didn't throw the first punch.
Finally, Navi comes to a stop. And you are all released from whatever hold person
I get
magic
back in
happened,
my car.
And you just you all collapse
Nate,
on the floor.
Did you just do that? Did you just do that so we'd stop fucking around while we were trying to get to your story?
I do what I want. All right, you get in your pod and you feel better, and then you get
out
of the pod.
I'm gonna do that too, just to get my spell slots.
Okay,
back.
You all get in your.
I will also do that.
All right, everybody gets in the pods and gets out. And Veronica just looks very annoyed and also very weary already.
I didn't throw the first punch.
And
hey, Veronica, you can stay on the ship if you want.
You guys are still like bullshitting, but then you actually hear Navi say something, and you think at first she's talking to you, but then you realize she's not actually talking to you, and she says, "I don't want to go there. No, thank you. I won't be requiring your assistance. No valet service, sir. No, thank you."
What?
I can park valet? Myself. No, thank you. No tip. I'm sorry. No, that won't be necessary. Please leave.
Navi, what's going on?
You guys realize there's like a window that you could go to, right?
Yeah, I go to it.
Alright, cool. Outside you-
We all like smush-
You
it's
all
like
run
in a
up?
Cartoon where like the heads are all on top of each other and we're like looking out the window.
You see what looks like a 19-year-old like pimple face like Arnold from like the Magic School Bus, and he's like he's wearing a little valet outfit, and he's like he's got his hand out like give me some money like directed at Navi the ship, but he doesn't look like perturbed by this giant fucking alien spaceship. He's just like give me the and he's like No. You need valet service. I'm sorry. Finding parking here is just so difficult. I'm really gonna have to strongly recommend you take advantage of our excellent valet service. And Navi says, no, that really won't be necessary. I'm really capable of parking myself. I'm an interdimensional spaceship. Thank you very much. interplanetary spaceship from millions of miles away. I really don't require your assistance at this time, but thank you so much for the offer. And he says, are you sure? Because we have a really great deal today.
I tap on the window to try to get the guy's attention.
He can't.
Nate's like trying to order from McDonald's with himself.
he notices you, and then he says, hello, are you the pilot of this vessel? May I suggest to you that you take advantage of our excellent valet system today? Parking here is quite limited, parking here is quite limited.
We all shake our heads.
Parking is very limited. It's very difficult to find a parking. And then Navi says, oh, look, a parking spot. And Navi turns away, and you see what looks like a big parking lot, and it's filled with like all the parking spaces have like horses and camels and caravans and like other weird vessels and shit. Like, there's just a ton of weird ass shit. Like, there's other things that look like boats but with wheels on them. Like, there's just a bunch of weird ass shit around, and there's like some rudimentary wooden cars and things. It's just complete fucking nonsense out there. And then Navi like goes to the side, and then picks up like a car, and then just throws it, and it like flies overhead and goes off into the distance so far it turns into a speck like Team Rocket, and then just like sits down in the parking spot and says,
yeah.
Thank you so much, I found a spot, and then sits down.
Vigil is terrified.
Hey Navi, are you okay?
Yeah, I found a parking spot.
Hey Navi, was that weird?
Was what weird?
Dealing with that.
I don't need the valet service. They always forget, like they eat snacks like in your driver's seat, and it's very awkward. And I don't like tipping them because they usually do a bad job, but like you're required to tip.
When was the last time
them?
You went to a valet?
Don't worry about it.
Kyvex was the valet all along. Kyvex wasn't the original owner. Kyvex was just a valet on a joyride.
In any case,
you've blown holes in your plot, Nate.
Yeah, you murdered it. You killed me. Navi says, okay, well, we've arrived.
Where are we?
Go outside and see.
All right, we go outside.
We step outside.
We do it.
Okay, cool. You guys step
Veronica,
out of the ship.
Are you coming? Do you want to?
Oh, yeah. Veronica picks up Jerry and comes along with you.
She's so she can carry strong. Him.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not a big alligator. He's a little alligator, because he's got baby mastiff stats. So he's actually like a very small alligator. So she picks him up like and carries him like a teddy bear. And then actually she comes up next to you, Dee, and she's like, "Thanks for punching Liana for me." And then she kisses you on the cheek.
Dehyperventilate.
Cool. Now that happens, you arrive in what looks like a parking lot filled with caravans and camels and horses and riding wolves and all sorts of animals. At the very end, you can see massive, brightly colored walls and an opening with a ticket booth. Above the ticket booth is a massive hand-painted wooden sign depicting two Cobra women in Ringmaster's uniforms and the word Cyrus Sictor. This was a mistake. Cyrus Sister Circus. Plastered on the walls of the sides of the walls are posters advertising the main act, a legendary chimera.
Well, that makes it easy.
So there is a huge circus, and it's surrounded by big, like, colorful walls, like you can't sneak in, you know. And then there's a ticket booth, and then there's a bunch of like ads on the side for like the cool like chimera, and then also like food and games and clowns and shit. And come in here, and then the like ringmasters you can see are like snake women, and then
thank you.
And then also, like, it's a huge...
Shut up, Scaly!
The parking lot is enormous. Like, it's just so big, and it's completely full. Except for the valet section, which is empty.
Relatively sizable, scaly lesbian fan base.
Hey, I know what the people want.
Oh my god. Alright. Let's go to the fucking circus.
Okay. Alright, you guys, you walk. All right, you guys walk through the...
Can I just say, I feel like this arc is going to be us infiltrating a circus, and Liana's got the acrobatics for it.
Cool. Okay, so, you guys walk through the parking lot aisle, and you get up to the ticket thing, and there's a line. And at the very end of the line, there's a red dragonborn woman in what looks like full plate mail.
Sick.
So you guys get in line behind her. And the line goes down, like, are you waiting in line or are you doing any other dumb bullshit? Like, are you
I'm totally waiting in
I'll
line.
I'll wait okay, in line. Cool. Also, okay, cool. We said we got a whole bunch of fucking clothes, but like in the mall. But like before that, we were like, "Oh, I want to get a cloak." And so I just want to say that I have one, and I put the hood over my head because it's a hooded cloak. Because fuck you.
Oh yeah, actually,
yeah, we
do,
get it. You all want to be the dragonborn with the hooded cloak.
Actually, I do want to throw out because that does remind me. Do you guys want to like run back to the car real quick and change your clothes for
yes.
any kind
yes.
of like circus related outfittery.
Yes. Hey,
okay,
guys,
all right.
draw all of our characters in party clothes. Love you.
All right, what are you wearing?
Okay. So.
So.
He wasn't prepared for anything else. But
all right, heavy girl,
involved.
What you wearing?
All right. Fucking. I had a bunch. I just blanked. Vigil's wearing some fucking pastel pink jorts. Okay, wait, no.
Good,
real quick,
good.
What's the weather like? What's the weather like in this biz?
Oh my god.
This is really important.
I mean, cold, I imagine.
Perfect
soccer
weather?
Okay.
Because it's been snowing.
Too bad. Vigil's wearing jorts. Vigil's wearing jorts. He's wearing, he bought these, like, he bought, like, a fishnet shirt at Hot Topic.
Alright, what color fishnet, though?
It's black, and it goes, like, to his wrist on both hands, except it's, like, a crop top, and
mm-hmm.
it's a disaster.
Okay, so it's a crop top, but it does, like,
yes,
the thumb
exactly,
thing on his
exactly.
hands, right?
He's wearing pink jorts,
yes,
he's wearing
cool.
that,
all right.
and then he has, like, a vest on over it with a bunch of patches on it.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
Why are you so prepared?
Oh,
can I
oh,
just say,
I'm sorry, before I forget, are you gonna switch to a binder
head.
At this point? Did you buy a binder
yes,
at Hot Topic?
Yes, it does have a binder. It has, like, a flower pattern, if I recall correctly. With
oh
roses.
yeah, you did say that.
Okay.
There's roses
I just
on
need
it.
To get the stroke out of the, I need to get the stroke out of the
you
right,
did...
right now. Vigil, in the Tea Party Challenge, you were deceivingly convincing,
mm-hmm.
but, at, on the runway, you, or looks, did not entertain.
Go home! Go home, James!
Okay. Oh my god. Okay, alright.
I told you I needed
so,
to get that out of me. If I didn't find a chance to do it now, I was never gonna do it.
Alright, yeah.
I do want to make it clear that in our universe, Hot Topic canonically sells several binders. So, this is a floral print
it's
binder.
It's not like floral
under the...
print, it's like, here's the image I have of it, because it's really important.
Oh my god.
It's... Are there just, like,
it's,
flowers over
no.
your nipples, or, like, what?
It's, like, it's, the base of it is black. It's, like, a, just a half
okay,
one.
So
it's
a black binder.
One. And then there's thorns mm-hmm. over most of it, but every once in a while there's little, like, piece, like, little rose buds. Like, not full roses. They're, like,
okay,
little.
I get I.
But
I can actually see this in my mind now. So it's got a bunch of vines with, like, thorns, and then it's got little
yes.
flowers on it, yeah?
Yes. And
okay,
since it's
I get
there's skulls on it, but I didn't do that on purpose.
Yeah, okay,
anyway,
right.
hey
well,
guys.
Well, that's, alright, you, what about your shoes? Are you wearing any
yes.
shoes, or,
okay.
I actually don't know, do
Vigil
you have,
has,
do you have people feet, or do you have, like, clawed
Vigil
feet?
Vigil has people feet.
Well, we addressed earlier,
okay.
he doesn't have.
Cool boy. Alright, right, you're right, so he doesn't have.
He's wearing, he's wearing, like, really tall, like, lace-up Converse. Have you seen those, like, terribly huge...
Oh, I've had those! I've had those!
Yes.
I used
those...
to own those in middle school!
He has those.
I wore them in Kentucky.
They're a rainbow pattern.
Alright, you
no,
look fantastic.
No, I don't.
you look great. D, what are you wearing?
I don't fucking know. D doesn't know what... know how to close.
A sack.
Exactly, so... What, does D just not change then?
I mean, she doesn't know what a circus is.
Vigil is also wearing sunglasses. I want to put that in very quickly. He's also wearing sunglasses. Just so.
Are they sunglasses or are they the ones with, like, the
fucking
little, like,
shutter
blinders
shades.
On them? Hell yeah, shutter shades. It's those sweet rainbow splattered ones, right? I love those.
I'm in agony.
I actually have, like, some basics for D, though. Like,
okay, hit me with D.
He's
yeah,
wearing, like,
please.
A skirt because skirts are better with tails, but also not good to wear a skirt while you're adventuring, so it's a skort, actually. She's also wearing, just Google neon windbreaker, one of those. And also a fucking cloak with a hood, and it's black, and nothing matches. And she's wearing, when she notices the dragonborn in line, she puts the hood over her head.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, Liana, what are you wearing?
Liana's wearing, redacted. Liana doesn't care.
That implies nothing, Liana doesn't Jameson.
Care. No, that implies there's an answer, but it's redacted, because I don't have a... pick outfits for them. So, listener.
So, Liana's wearing exactly naked what you is think. What you're telling
no,
me.
Liana's,
she goes wearing...
Liana's wearing Schrodinger's clothes. It's just like, instead of being, you don't know if she is or isn't, she's wearing every outfit and none of them simultaneously. So, basically...
I'm gonna go ahead and say that Liana shows up in a floor-length glittering black gown, like fucking Jade Harley in Homestuck. She's wearing that exact sparkling-ass fucking like floor-length gown. Only this one has like sleeves all the way down to her wrists, and she's got on like a super fancy like fucking like opera glasses.
Do you think Liana would wear something floor-length?
She's actually wearing Vriska's fairy dress.
God.
Hang on, it's floor length, but the problem is that she's also wearing, like, what are those, like, boots that have, like, extra heel or shoe part in them to make them taller? What are those called?
I don't know.
The
platform shoes? What?
No, it's like a shoe, but like the sole is really large. So
I hate
like
those shoes. Liana would not ever wear those.
Heels?
And as a matter of fact,
hang
if
on,
she sees someone wearing them, she'll kill them.
No, not high heels. Like the platform? Heel is big, but then also the front of it is also
platform?
Tall. Like imagine if both parts of the
those are platforms.
No, like imagine if there was a if the heel of the shoe was also on the front, but like the whole thing was just like extended.
Yeah, those are called platform shoes.
Yes, platform. Okay, she's wearing a 9 foot.
Platform.
I must not have been able to hear it because the audio is glitching a little bit. Anyway, they're 9 foot tall platform shoes, so like the dress is extremely long. Anyway, so that's what you all are wearing.
Unfortunately,
and you get up to the ticket.
Listener, if you're listening, replace everything Nate said with whatever the fuck you want, as long as it's not something floor length that will impede her movement.
Okay, so you get up to the ticket.
I love those. I would wear those in middle school.
I would
God,
wear those
why
now.
Is the color you, so like? Why is the color so, like,
you
ugly?
Get up.
Because they're homemade.
Guys, we can't talk about shit that you can see in the podcast when other people who are listening can't see it. Okay. So we get to you guys go to the ticket thing, and you're standing behind the Red Dragonborn in full paladin armor, and you have to wait in your turn, and several people go through, and then finally, you're probably, like, chatting together, like, a little bit, because you're, like, in line, and you're waiting, and you're bored, and you're probably not, like, spying on the people in front of you, because that would be fucking weird, but then you do start paying attention, because you realize that the, like, Dragonborn lady in front of you is in an argument with the ticket taker, and, she's saying, give me 1 second, she's saying, I really shouldn't be paying for that, though, no, I'm sorry, I don't want to buy an upgraded package, look, I don't want a year, come, listen to me, I'm an investigator sent by Lord Brightwater, and I don't, no, come on, please, miss, I'm begging you, please, I don't owe any money here, please, I should be, no, I don't want to buy one. I know it's only $5.
Liana leans over. I'll pay for her.
And she says, okay, fine, whatever. And then you guys scoot up, and the ticket lady says, it's 5 gold per person.
What's the most expensive package you've got?
The yearly expensive fun time happy clown package.
Does that have backstage?
That'll be 500 gold for the rest of the year. You can visit as many times as you want and bring as many friends as you want.
Like, so I only need to pay for one of us?
Yeah.
Lovely. Here's 500 gold. Does that include the alligator?
Sure, I don't care.
I tip them 20 gold. It's not going to last, but they don't know that.
Thanks for your patronage. Have a great time at the Cyrus Sixters Circus. Mind your feet.
No, sorry. Mind my feet for what? That's quite the warning. Mind my feet for what?
For poop. There's animals.
Just roaming around?
You can't make me laugh. They have to travel through the circus, miss. There's a lot of poop. Just watch your shoes. They're very large and nice.
God, I cannot emphasize enough how much I hate those shoes and that Liana would never.
I've been possessed with a very intense desire to draw Vigil in the clothes I described earlier, like, as soon as
what
possible.
What a shock that you
better
would
do be.
This.
I also will be, so
please
let's...
do that immediately.
The thing is...
I intend to.
The thing is, Dee and Vigil are wearing clothes that are relatively clean. Liana hasn't changed. Hers aren't filthy,
okay.
But like...
So she's been wearing the four-leg gown this entire time, is what you're saying.
Liana cleans her... She has prestidigitation. Her clothes are never dirty. She takes...
She's intentionally being just gross.
She's a washing machine.
Okay, alright, so you guys go in, and...
My new fucking wild shape, a washing machine.
You guys step into... You guys and the Red Dragonborn woman step into the circus, and you see... And hopefully it'll let me do this. Nope, not working. Hang on.
Rody, I saw the same shutter shades that you sent, but in blue.
We gotta have diversity.
Just imagine Liana in anything that a pirate woman might wear.
Oh my god.
How do I take an image out of Google Docs?
Get a screenshot of it.
It's too big. Hang on, I have to log into Tumblr. No, wait, I can sit on my phone! Yes! Fuck, yes. Alright, here. So, you guys step out of the, you step into the circus and you see... this.
Oh dear.
You
oh,
and your math.
Oh yes. Oh shit, I need to plug my laptop in.
You and your circle.
Oh my god, there are food courts just evenly spaced everywhere, and I'm sure it's all overpriced, and I can screw them over. Archery gallery. What a gun ray.
So I, for our listeners, I've just sent them a map that I've
It's another
created.
Circle.
I'll do you the favor of reading out some of the things on there. Food, many, many times. Water gun race, that just says hammer, I
It's only
it's
on there,
the
like, 10 times.
8.
Test.
No, there's, yeah, it's 10. I didn't notice the 2 in the middle.
I love how instead of, like, a test your strength thing, you just write hammer.
It's for memory, it's...
Okay, sorry, face painting seems kind of difficult to do on, like, some of the races out there. Face painting a dragonborn, for instance, on the scales, like, how talented are these people?
I mean, I think it would be easier to paint a dragonborn face because, like, scales are an easier medium to get paint onto.
Fucking Plinko. You mean Pachinko?
Plinko. No, Plinko.
Plinko.
Pachinko is a totally different thing. Pachinko is a gambling game.
Okay,
well,
I've heard
Plinko
them compared.
No, they're completely different.
Plinko is the Price is Right one.
The same thing. What the- I don't watch The Price is Right!
Listen, well, I will explain anything that you go to, but you have to be there. So you're at the very bottom ticket thing. You've got two food things next to you, and
oh,
they're
you
like-
Oh, you know I go to the petting zoo.
And then
oh, it's
up,
this thing!
And then on the sides, you've got the giant slug rides on your left and the petting zoo on your right.
You know I go to the petting zoo.
Okay, so you go to the petting zoo, and Veronica, of course, goes with you because she loves you. And,
gay.
Because she's gay. And she's holding Jerry, who seems to be having a great time of it. Actually, I'm going to go ahead and say before you guys left, she got Navi to make, like, a baby carrier. Like, the ones that, like, a baby chest...
Yes!
Like, the chest backpacks for babies, so that you could wear them on
oh,
your
I
front.
Oh, I love that!
And
remember, she's a halfling.
But it's got, like, a little zipper on the front. Like, it's, like, got a Velcro on the front, so she could just, like, rip it
oh
open and release the alligator whenever she wants. Okay, so you guys enter the circus, and then DM immediately breaks away and runs directly towards the petting zoo. I'm gonna get to you in just a second. So you run towards the petting zoo, and the red dragon board and the plate mail turns to you, Liana, since you paid. And she says, "Hey, I just wanted to say thank you very much for that. I was having a lot of trouble with the ticket taker, and they didn't give you a lot of money for this. Like,
we've all had trouble with customer service before. It's fine.
Well, it's
no
not
worries.
It's not her fault. It's just I don't really have like they didn't give me like a stipend to spend on this like mission. You know, like it would be coming out of a paycheck, which is kind of a problem. I don't get to go to the circus on my own time. You know,
what's your mission?"
It's a mission. And then she straightens up to like her full paladin-esque height. of being
wonder what class he is.
Of a big fuck huge red dragonborn. And she says, I'm a paladin of the Lord Brightwater of the kingdom, you know, the one we
God,
live.
It's really the... true that joke that like, how do you know someone's a paladin? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
Like... of the kingdom, what is the kingdom called again? Eltimore, or was that the city?
Oh, yeah, fucking no.
And Valinium was the city?
We can just say Eltimore. Nobody's going to call us on it.
I like Eltimore. Look, I am the paladin of Lord Brightwater of Eltimore, the kingdom that we are currently in. In any case, my job is to come here and find out if the Chimera that they're advertising is real. And honestly, I doubt it is. Like... who has a real chimera in a fucking circus? Pardon my French. Who has that, right? That would be crazy. But we have to go check it out, you know, for whatever. So I'm here to check it out, confirm it's a fake one, and then, you know, head on back out home. But, you know, the whole deal.
I'm pretty sure it's a real one.
What? What makes you say that? Do you see one of their ads? I know, they're real into getting people to come see these things, but...
No, I'm just really good at knowing which is a real Chimera and which isn't.
No, I'm sure. And then she, like, ruffles your hair.
Hey, I think I might have a way to prove to you that I'm capable of things like that.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do?
Yeah. I cast Create or Destroy Water and just summon 10 gallons of water and just hold it above her head.
Very neat trick. I can do something pretty similar, but I'm not going to.
Are you sure? Because, I mean, the thing is... me and my friends, we all came here for the Chimera.
Most people are here to see the Chimera.
Well, the thing is, this is like the third Chimera we've seen in a week. It's getting kind of old. I'd like to sometimes go see the circus, but no, I've got to deal with these goddamn Chimeras all the time. But, you know what?
Right.
I'm here to see the Chimera too, and I'm sure this is a real one, and I'm gonna see what we can do about it.
She shoots you some finger guns, and she says, sure, buddy. In any case... see you in the big top, right?
Sure. Do you want some apple juice? And I turn into apple juice again.
She looks at it. She looks back at you. And then she, like, redoubles the finger guns. You know, that thing where you, like, flip them back and then out again? And then she backs up, shooting you rapid finger guns.
I turn the water into a finger gun.
Cool. You never got her name?
What's her name?
And I guess she leaves.
She didn't get mine either, to be fair.
True.
So you know what? We were equally rude. And I paid!
D, you book it to the petting zoo like you have death on your heels. And the petting zoo has like it's not quite a line because they're basically just letting people in, you know? It doesn't seem like a wait your turn. It's just like you go up to the person and then you give them money or whatever, and then you can go in. And there's like a bunch of tiny animals in there. Like there's a baby displacer beast hopping around the whole thing. There's like little baby.
I love your displacer beast.
Real quick,
I love displacer beasts. I'm gay. Well,
this
and
is
I
happening.
Love
Liana's just like
I'm gay.
Just walking down the line, giving apple juice to any of the kids waiting in line.
Okay, all the kids love the apple juice, and all their parents seem very upset by this. Like, honey, you don't know that's juice! Honey, you don't know that's juice!
Put another quarter in the homesuck jar.
That wasn't homesuck, that's just pee! The comparison of apple juice to pee predates Homestuck. Fuck you. Okay, anyway. So Dee, you run up to the ticket guy to get into like the petting zoo, and the guy says, "That'll be two tickets, please."
No, and I go in anyway.
And he grabs you and he says, No, and he pulls you back.
I point at my alligator.
Veronica is holding the alligator, and he just sort of paps his tummy and makes like an alligator noise. And he says, "Yeah, no pets in the petting zoo, please, and no entry without tickets."
I try to go in again.
He sighs and he says, "Gerald," and a big fucking huge ass dragonborn, a green one who is just fucking rippling with like scarred muscles, steps out from like a tiny little like booth that he's been sitting in reading a newspaper, and he steps up and he's got like he's fucking huge, and he says, no entry without tickets. And and he stands in front of you, in between you and the petting zoo.
Yeah, that's enough to intimidate me. Good. I go.
Okay.
That's enough.
Okay. On your left is the slug races, I think. The giant slug. Man, this is very small on my screen. The giant slug races, and then there's some food, and then there's the entry to the big top, and then, you know, there's other stuff around. What do you do? Do you go back to the group with Vigil and Liana?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, you guys all...
What's Vigil been doing during all this?
Fashion, I'm
Vigil's
sure.
Been compiling
Vigil
his
is running around
outfit.
Like a starry-eyed infant.
Okay, Vigil, let's have a scene with you since we've had a Liana scene and a D scene. Vigil, what do you do as soon as you walk into this fuck huge circus?
Jesus, Vigil's a fucking bottom.
Yes, we all know this.
Stop it!
This is not new.
Be nice to him. Be nice to him. Vigil wants to go knock down some fucking bottles and win a prize.
Where is that?
That is in the upper left quadrant.
Oh my god,
of the
that is a
top.
Walk. Alright, you.
He runs.
Vigil, like, looks at the. Oh, I'm sorry. You were probably handed this map when you entered. Like, the ticket lady gave it to you, so you all have, like, this map, so you do know where things are. So. Vigil sees D get into, like, a fight with the petting zoo people, and, like, Liana have, like, a weird argument with the red dragonborn, and Vigil just fucking breakneck runs across the entire circus to the knockdown bottles, and when you get, you pass...
I wouldn't say it was an argument. I'd say it was passive-aggressive gauging each other on both parties.
In any case, you run past a bunch of stuff, including some pig racing, and you finally get to the knockdown bottles, and it's a booth, and you know what it looks like. They've got a whole stack of bottles back there, and there's like the, you know, there's three on the bottom, and then two, and then the one, and they're like the milk bottles, and there's a guy there, and he's like, hello, hello, everybody, step right up and try your luck. It's just, I have a price here somewhere in my notes. I have to look up what it is. I'm very sorry.
Vigil doesn't have the money.
Hang on. Shit, what is it? Oh, fuck, I was gonna do something else. Hang on. Oh my god, what did I write for the games? Oh, I don't know. I didn't actually. Oh, okay. Games are 2 gold apiece, but it doesn't really. I didn't write it down because it didn't matter. Because you guys have infinite money. So it's 2 gold per game, but
I have infinite money.
Anyway, so it's 2 gold per game, and the guy says, "Hello, hello, hello, everybody! Try your luck. Just 2 gold for one throw at the bottles. All you got to do is knock down all 6 of these bottles to win a prize." And he gestures behind him, and he's got, like, a bunch of stuffed animals, and then he also, tickets and stuff are lining the walls, and he continues on with his spiel.
I step right up.
Okay,
I'm gonna-
Hello, 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 little man, do you wanna try your luck with those little tiny arms to knock down these sweet bottles?
These arms killed a man.
I'm sure they did. He holds up his equally like tiny arms because he's like a thin carny man, and he says, "These arms have killed uncountable men, but can you kill the bottles?" And he starts juggling.
I'm pretty sure I can take on some bottles.
I'm sure you can. It's just 2.
You'll cast magic missile.
It's just 2 gold. Oh my god. I'm sorry, do you actually cast magic missile?
Did I fucking stutter?
Well, god, he's gotta cast it at some point.
Rodimus, are you genuinely 100% casting magic missile at these balls right now?
I am genuinely 100% casting magic missile at these bottles.
Okay, you don't have to roll to hit on magic missile, but I do want you to roll damage.
On the bottles.
I do want to know how much damage you do.
It's D4s, yes?
I think so, probably.
Do I just roll 1 damage and have that the same all times?
No, you roll for all 3 hits.
Yeah, roll for each. Yeah,
okay, I got 1, 2, 1, and then plus 1.
And that sucks. You rolled about as bad as you could do.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to obliterate them, I was trying to knock them over.
So you did 4 or 5 damage?
In total, that is seven damage.
I'm sorry. No, it's 1d4 plus 1. It's not plus 1 on each hit, is it?
Yeah, it is. I didn't clarify. I meant 1d4 plus 1 per missile.
And it's
2, 3, 2, but I hit all the bottles.
Yeah, but so that's how much? So that's 7 damage?
Not to each bottle.
Yeah, but that's
it's
not what I'm asking for.
You, one, and then three
you do
another,
7 damage
two
in total
to
the bottles. Yeah, okay, so you cast magic. Yes. So he's like, hurry, 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 step up and throw the ball. It's too gold to try. And you say, okay, and then you throw a spell at it like a fucking animal without even paying. And the magic missile, like a huge fireball, forms in your hand, and you throw it like a goddamn demon, and it smashes into the bottle, and there's like a huge explosion of smoke. And then he says, you hear all darkness for just a second, like you hear darkness. You see darkness, like, because it's all smoky, and you hear a voice in the smoke say, well, 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 that little man, that's what we would call cheating! And then the smoke clears, and the bottles are untouched. And also behind him are two huge buff, like,
oh
green dragonborn. Like, they look completely identical to the one before. What did I say his name was?
Gerald.
It was Gerald. Gerald! Gerald 2, please! And then they step over the bar and start towards you with their big gruff faces.
This is
faces.
When Vigil realizes he doesn't have money.
And they're like, no cheating!
This is when Vigil realizes he doesn't have Blink anymore.
Oh shit, I thought I could do that! Damn it!
Oh god, okay. Vigil casts Charm Person.
On who?
Which Gerald?
On Gerald 1, on Gerald 2, Gerald 3, or
the other
guy?
The cops on me.
Okay, alright, so you...
I'm the guy who called the cops on me.
Okay, so you cast Charm Person, and he has to roll against that, right? Like, what is your spell thing?
I believe so.
What am I rolling against?
Against my charisma, I believe. I feel like I'm wrong.
Okay. I feel like this guy is pretty
James,
charismatic.
He's
like
again?
A carny. Like, that's their thing. So I am gonna give him a bonus. Not a huge one, but like a normal bonus too. Yeah, okay. He got a 9, so he didn't save against that. I don't know what your modification is, but I doubt it's lower than 9. In any case, he says, actually, boys, hang on a second. I think maybe this little guy could use a second try. Maybe we've scared him enough. As long as he doesn't cheat again! And then he, like, starts juggling again, and he says, if you want to pay for your last attempt and another, and I'll give you a discount on the second throw, you can try again!
I take that offer.
Alright, so you give him...
I will take that offer.
You give him...
Vigil doesn't have money!
Vigil has money, doesn't he? Vigil, you carry...
I do have money.
Yeah, he has
money. I have not spent a single fucking cent. I have all the money that I got, like, when I started. I have, like, 50, I think.
In any case, you give him 3 gold?
Mm-hmm.
He says, wonderful! Gerald, you two can probably go now. I don't think we'll have any other problems. And then the Geralds, like, stomp off into the distance ominously, and they leave.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about the nature of Charm Person
It makes him
this
your friend.
This is to Nate Drake.
Yeah, it makes him your friend, and he likes
no,
you now.
But you know how after you cast it, they can tell that you, like, did some shit.
Yeah, but
oh, God,
does that
damn
apply
it.
In this universe where magic does not exist?
They're not gonna understand it, but they will definitely... Yeah, no, they know you cast it, they don't know how, and they're gonna be just like, I don't know what you did to me, maybe it was a fucking, like, maybe you shot me with, like, some sort of weird poison that makes me your friend. I don't know, but you definitely did it.
Okay. So I will possibly have consequences for this, so we need to bounce before we get
possibly.
We can't deal with this arc in an hour!
In any case, he gives you another ball. Give it a shot, little
okay.
man!
Alright.
And he starts juggling.
Is this like a strength roll?
No, it's like a throwing, like which is a... dexterity.
Okay. I'll do a dex roll.
Just give me a dexterity check.
Okay. I have to pull up my dice roller again, even though I literally just closed it, because I'm stupid.
Buy some dice, little boy.
Okay, that's a 15.
Okay.
15 plus 1. I have like 4 sets of dice, I just don't have
okay,
anymore.
So what did you get?
16.
You throw the ball at it, and you hit the top one, but it doesn't go anywhere.
Sorry, can we just like all just take turns on Carnival Games here? Because I really want to do some Carnival Games.
Yeah, we'll get back to you in a second. We're getting Roddy's scene. Give me a second.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
The only thing more fun than an actual carnival. A carnival made up of us talking to each other.
In any case, well, you're at a circus, not a carnival, but you,
Oh my god.
It's different. So you don't knock them down. And he says, oh, too bad, but it was a nice try anyway. Try again.
Hey.
Yes.
No, no, no. No, I hit that.
Yeah, but
I
you didn't that. Knock them down, and that's the goal. They're pretty right. heavy. You have to hit them pretty hard.
I what? Give him another... Do I have to give him more money
yeah.
for another yes. shot?
Yeah, you have to
no?
give him 2 more gold every time. All right,
I give him 2 more
God,
gold.
God, insight's gonna become so relevant here.
Okay.
Vigil's dumb as shit.
Wasn't he okay. supposed to get a discount?
He's gonna keep doing this.
Yeah, he did. He gave him a discount oh, yeah, on just true. The last one. It doesn't matter. You have infinite money.
I just assembled Vigil's hashtag look, and it looks really good. Anyway.
God.
I throw again. I throw it real
okay,
good.
What's your number? Roll the dice.
17 plus 1, 18.
This time you hit it, like, square on the bottom, but it, and it, like, it just rolls away. Oh, that was a really good hit, but I don't think you put enough force behind it.
He does have Twinkie arms.
You're fucking with me.
Oh, no, I'm not. It was a good try, but I think you could do better. Try again, he says and offers you another ball.
Vigil.
Okay, so okay. Vigil's here, and let's... what? Are you gonna keep doing this?
I was just...
Should I cut back to the others?
No, I was thinking about some... No, I was thinking about something stupid. Yeah, no, I'm gonna leave.
Okay.
I'm gonna give this man a polite middle finger, and I'm gonna bounce.
Oh, well! You can always come back and try again later! And then you...
I'm a little confused. I'm a little confused at the
I give
meaning
him yet another
race.
Polite middle finger.
I'll explain it when you get there.
Do you not have water gun races in Australia?
Look, hang on. Knives. If we go through explaining all of these games to James, we'll explain them when we get to them, because I'll have to go through rules and shit anyway. So let's not just sit here and, like, what's that, unless you actually want to go to it, okay? Please. So you go back to the party, and now you guys are back together, okay?
Yeah.
Where are you gonna go?
Let's go shoot some water guns.
Vidge is like, I want to steal.
Alright.
We'll decide. I was gonna say, Liana and Dee could have a vicious archery gallery challenge.
You guys can definitely do that next time on Carpe Diem.